what the 4.3% inflation rate actually means for your monthly budget. Sebastian Alexanderson, head of National Debt Advisors. South Africa's headline inflation rate slowed to 4.3% in July 2026, down from 5.0% in June, according to the latest figures from Statistics South Africa. While inflation statistics offer a broad picture of price movements across the economy, the more immediate question for households is simpler. What does the slowdown mean for the money they spend every month? Sebastian Alexanderson, head of National Debt Advisors, NDA, says the latest figures point to some welcome relief in key areas of household spending, particularly groceries and transport. Grocery bills are coming under less pressure. Food inflation dropped to a 16-year low of 0.9%, easing some of the pressure households have faced at supermarket tills. Several staple foods became cheaper between June and July. Maize meal prices fell by 3.1%, white bread by 0.6% and macaroni by 0.7%. Consumers are also paying less for some meat products than they were a year ago. Stewing beef is 7.9% cheaper year on year, while beef mince is down 5.8%. For households, the significance is not necessarily that grocery bills are suddenly falling across the board, but that the cost of a typical basket of essentials is no longer increasing at the rapid pace experienced over the past 2 years, said Alexanderson. That could provide families with some additional breathing room when planning their monthly food budgets. Fuel price relief frees up household cash. Transport inflation also eased sharply, falling from 12.7% to 8.9%. A major contributor was lower fuel prices. Between June and July, petrol prices declined by 7.1%, while diesel prices fell by 11.7%. For motorists, lower fuel costs can translate directly into more disposable income after filling up. The decline may also help ease cost pressures on businesses and public transport operators, potentially reducing some of the pressure that ultimately feeds through to commuters, said Alexanderson. Municipal tariffs are still rising, but more slowly. July is traditionally the month when new municipal tariffs take effect, meaning households are still facing increases in electricity and water costs. The difference this year is that those increases have been smaller than they were in 2025. Electricity tariffs increased by 8.1%, compared with 10.4% in July last year. Water tariffs rose by 10.2%, compared with 12.1% a year earlier. Households may therefore still see higher winter utility bills, but the annual adjustment is less severe than last year's increase, said Alexanderson. For consumers already managing tight budgets, smaller tariff increases can help reduce the size of the mid-year financial shock, he said. How households can make the most of the relief? Alexanderson says consumers should consider using any savings from lower day-to-day expenses to strengthen their financial position rather than automatically absorbing the extra money into discretionary spending. When daily expenses stabilize, consumers get an operational win, says Alexanderson. If you are saving R300 on petrol and R200 on groceries this month, treat that money as an opportunity. Putting those extra funds straight into a short-term emergency account or using them to plan ahead for year-end expenses turns temporary market relief into long-term financial peace of mind. The latest inflation figures do not mean the cost of living squeeze has disappeared. Electricity, water, and other household expenses are still rising. But slower inflation, combined with falling prices in areas such as fuel and selected food staples, means some households may finally have a little more room in their monthly budgets. For consumers, the opportunity is to turn that temporary breathing space into longer-term financial resilience. Ends. Author at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors plus posts bio at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors worse than January. Online loan applications surged 226% in May, June 2026. New data shows at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors interest rate pain is back. Is SA ready for what comes next? At Sebastian Alexanderson, National debt advisors: low-income South Africans owe up to 8 times what they earn at Sebastian Alexanderson. National debt advisors budget 2026. Stable for government, still tight for households. By Sebastian Alexanderson at National debt advisors at Sebastian Alexanderson. National debt advisors: love is blind, but debt isn't. Valentine's Day and the cost of compatibility at Sebastian Alexanderson. National debt advisors betting on a miracle. The debt trap behind South Africa's R1.14 trillion gambling boom. At Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors Savings Month 2025. No cuts left, now what? At Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors Mid-Year Money Check-In. Relief in sight, but caution still key at Sebastian Alexanderson, National Debt Advisors at the brink. Tariff tensions and political uncertainty keep South Africans on edge at Sebastian Alexanderson. National debt advises predatory lending and debt abuse is a human rights issue in South Africa at Sebastian Alexanderson. National debt advises interest rate cuts. A great time to trim down that festive debt at Sebastian Alexanderson. National debt advises Black Friday deals versus debt. How to stay in control in tough times at Sebastian Alexanderson. National debt advises crisis-proof your finances with an emergency fund amid global shifts at Sebastian Alexanderson. National debt advises the mental health cost of financial independence at Sebastian Alexanderson. National debt advises heritage and wealth. How culture influences our finances. Share on your socials.